So let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you for, you know, as many of us are watching this right now, or will watch this recorded broadcast. It might even be years from today that this will be watched, from the day it was recorded. Your word is still fresh. Your word is still the same. Your word never returns to you void. Your word accomplishes what you please when you send it. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, send your word to me. I present myself to you, a living sacrifice. Lord, I come to you as I am, in my strengths, but I've got no strength except to strengthen me. I come to you in my weakness, in my emptiness. Fill me, O God. Create in me a clean heart right now, a pure heart, a heart that receives, Lord, a new spirit. Pour your spirit, spirit of love, compassion, mercies. Let me hear what you're saying. Holy Spirit, thank you. I receive you right now. And thank you for bringing to our remembrance everything that God has spoken, God is speaking, God will ever speak. Thank you for confirming the word with signs following. And thank you for helping our weaknesses, even as we don't know what we should pray for. You guide us as we pray tonight in line with the will of the Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Yes, I promise to start with this story because I was reminded of this story. And the reason why I'm reminded of this story, I realize that somebody watching this is feeling discouraged. You're feeling discouraged because something has been taken from you. Something you were very close to getting suddenly eluded you. You are the one I want to share this story. You are the reason why this story has come back to me. I think it was 2008. I remember now, 2008 to 2021. How many years is that? Thank you, Joshua. I can see you calculating with your fingers. I've got Joshua with me here in the studio. That's 13 years. Thank you, Joshua. So 13 years ago, I had this experience. I was just coming out of a postgraduate study, and I went into this postgraduate to train to become a teacher. Now, why did I train to become a teacher? I was flying in the plane coming into the United Kingdom, and I was praying, earnestly praying, that, Lord, when I get to the United Kingdom, what do I do? Lead me, guide me. And I heard, when you get to the United Kingdom, go and teach. Go and become a teacher. A teacher in a school, in a college. So I got to the United Kingdom, 2002, about, that's roughly again, Joshua, can you calculate 2002 to 2021? Joshua is ministering with me tonight in the studio, in our home studio. How many years is that? 19 years. Please celebrate Joshua, everybody. I know why I say celebrate Joshua. I'm telling you, there are things God will do. And because we're so used to what God has done, we forget where we're coming from. So please, if you're online, just say, Joshua, we celebrate you. Thank you for celebrating Joshua, everybody. So 19 years ago was when I heard this spoken to me. Go and teach, train, become a teacher in the United Kingdom. And that is the first step into starting what I believe was a missionary work. Now, of course, you can tell from my accent and everything that I'm a full-blooded African, precisely from Nigeria. And I'm so proud of that. But what I'm just trying to say is, looking back, when missionaries were sent to Africa, they came to Africa, they established schools, they established hospitals, they literally brought education, light, they brought knowledge. You see, that word knowledge is actually called gnosis, is light. So they brought it. And when you look at the gospel we preach, the gospel is meant to be a light. The church is a light. Jesus said, you, Christians, if you are a believer, if you are watching tonight and you don't believe anything, I'm telling you, just stay tuned. By the grace of God, light will come to you and you will receive the light. You know, light, they brought light through the gospel. So it was like God was telling me, that's one good way to also train, become a teacher. And that's the first step in you doing mission work when you get to the United Kingdom. And I got to the United Kingdom and I forgot, because tonight the topic is remember. So please note that, remember. That's what I'll be sharing with us before we take the communion. So I hit the ground running. I tried to get to know what it means, how to get into teaching. So I was told how to get into teaching. And then somehow, because of the stringent conditions as at the time, I felt, no, I couldn't get into teaching. They gave some conditions for me to get into teaching. But you know, the funny thing, the first sign was that I was told, yes, we need people like you, male, and, your skin pigmentation, because there's the underrepresentation in education. So number one, we need what you teach. You know, I've got a background in engineering, construction, built environment, building engineering. And also, of course, I had a little knowledge of IT. So if you can train and become an engineering teacher, IT or maths teacher, we need you. So that was the first sign. I was excited. But then when the conditions came, I said, no, I can't meet these conditions. And then I've soon forgot it. 5 years, I forgot it. I went into other things. And 5 years after, I lost my peace. I'm saying this because I'm receiving a prophetic word. I received this even before I came on this broadcast, that there's something God has spoken to someone watching this. I don't know if it's one person or more than 5 years. Track yourself 5 years back. Precisely for someone, one of you is around this time 5 years ago. Let me consult my Joshua again. Joshua, 5 years ago is 2000 and what? 2016. Precisely 2016, around this time, was when God spoke to you. And I will be sharing with us again to remind us how God speaks. So, but back to the story. So, for 5 years, I forgot what God has spoken to me. So I continued with life as usual. But then I just felt something wasn't right 5 years after. And then I was just having a normal conversation with someone who told me, you know what, my wife is a teacher. My wife teaches. She teaches this subject. And as he was talking, I wasn't hearing what he was saying. What came back to me? The conversation I had with God flying into the United Kingdom 5 years before. Go and train, go and teach. That's your first step in doing mission work. Understanding the culture, understanding the land, understanding the people, understanding how things work. And, you know, work with those people in education, young people. And you know what? What happened? I was just reminded 5 years ago, this is the conversation. Somebody was just telling me his wife was a teacher. Normal conversation. And God brought to me, the Holy Spirit brought to my remembrance. That day, I left. In fact, it was a normal routine. I went to pick my son in school and I met this man who was telling me his wife was a teacher. So I left that place and I quickly went online teaching. And I remembered, okay, this is how to apply. It was late. They said this was late entry. It was past the time people should have applied for such postgraduate courses. But they said, you know, I just saw it, that they're doing one last mop-up. And it was going to be the following week. And that week was going to end everything. Wow. You know what happened? You won't believe this. They bent backwards and took me into that course. So I did the course. Finished the course 2008. And I remembered again, I was praying, Lord, any job that will glorify your name. And I specifically told my trainers in the university, my supervisor, my coaches, that I'm not looking for a good school. I'm looking for work in a school where the students, the pupils are struggling. I'm looking for where the a bad school, basically. And I was rounding up my postgraduate studies when my my university supervisor rang me. Wait, you go. Did you tell me you wanted a bad school? Well, let's use the word bad school. A school where students were struggling, not one of the top schools, because, you know, everybody was looking for a good school to begin their teaching career. I said, yes. He said, well, there's a school that just contacted me now. And they said, if you can come now, we'll give you the job. I said, really? He said, yeah, go tomorrow, ask for Mr. So-and-so. I went, as I was told. They welcomed me. They received me. I looked at the school. I said, this is it. This is it. This is the school. This is where I want to be. Struggling, students, everything. I will spare you the whole story. Day one, day two, day three, day four. And then on day four, the job I was more or less given on a platter of gold, somebody else just showed up. And I saw some funny movements, and I got told at the end of day four, actually, we wish you all the best. We can't give you this dream job. I was angry, devastated. Thank you, Ezekiel Uriam. The word of the Lord came a second time. So it's coming to somebody a second time, what God has spoken to you, precisely 2016, 5 years ago. For some of us, it's not 5 years ago, but God will be reminding you of the things he has spoken to you. So anyway, I was devastated, and I packed my bag. I'd been given an office. I'd met the students. I was happy. They told me they wanted to set up a Christian club in the school, and they've set it up. I should come and take over. I was so happy. I said, this was it. But I was now watching this dream job taken away from me, slipped away completely. I was angry. Just because somebody else heard the job was on offer, called her friend. She flew in. The day she flew in, the day was the day I was told I won't get the job again. After slaving, sweating, preparing, envisaging how I was going to, by the grace of God, transform the life of the students in the school, it slipped away from me. I drove out of the school, a mixture of anger, frustration. I began to look at so many things. My insecurity started kicking in. You know, why did they treat me like this? Why did they waste my time? Blah, 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 blah. Is it because I'm like this? Is it because I'm looking different? You know, that kind of. I did not drive up to 2 minutes out of the gate of the school where my phone rang. Cut a long story short, another college rang me and said, look, we've created this job. We had you in mind because it was one of the schools where I did my teaching practice. And please apply, because we have just put the job out. And the closing date next week, because we want you to quickly come. I applied. Cut a long story short, I got the job. I was 12 years on that job. But the funny thing that happened, the job they took away from me, within 1 year, the person that they took on that job was sacked. The job was scrapped. And here was I. 12 years after, looking back, God knew ahead of time, if they are taking me on that job, my so-called dream job, 1 year after I would be fired because they scrapped the role completely. It was excessive to their needs in that school. I'm saying this to someone that something has just slipped away from you. This is December 2021. You almost got it. You touched it. You handled it, but it was taken away from you. Listen, thus says the Lord, I am the one who opens the door. No man can shut. If man shut that door, know that is because I have opened another one that no one can shut from you. Listen, he also said, I am the one, thus said the Lord, who shuts the door. No man can open. So listen, don't fret. You almost got it. You touched it. It slipped away. But God, who knows ahead of time, has delivered you from the trouble to come. Listen, the Bible says, God delivers the righteous out of trouble, and the wicked will come in his stead. God has delivered you from something that in years to come, you will look back and you will appreciate. So stop fretting. Just remember what God has told you, especially again, 5 years ago. And those of us, somebody 5 months ago, somebody 5 weeks ago, I don't know the number five, the number five, the number five, I keep hearing. All right. So tonight we will be praying, and the things we are going to be praying about are basically three things. Three things. Number one is we are going to pray. Are there some things that God has spoken to us, to you, to me, about my life this year? Things that God has told me to do that I've forgotten. We are going to pray that the Holy Spirit will remind us. Why? The Holy Spirit, I will give us scriptures. Number two, we're going to pray about. We're going to pray that God will give us instructions, okay, of things we need to do for the rest of 2021, this very year, the things we need to do, the things we ought to have done, but we have not done them. We're praying that God will give us instructions on those things we need to do before 2021 wraps up. So today is the 2nd of December. So we've got roughly about 29 days left. I wouldn't even count 29, 28 days left in 2021. There are things that God must instruct us to do. We ought to do them. So that's number two. Number three, we're going to pray that God will instruct us. He will show us things to come and instruct us regarding things to come. And I will give us scriptures to remind us of these things. And then number four things we're praying about. Specific information and instructions for my life, specifically. For my life, your life, there are themes. The bigger picture God sees. God who knows the end from the beginning. So those four things I've forgotten, the Holy Spirit will remind me. Instructions of things I need to do before 2021 wraps up. That's number two. Number three, God to instruct me specifically concerning 2022. It is awesome if God can show you the year that is to come and give instructions that you write, that when you get to 2022, all you need to do is just carry them out. You know, it's an open secret of what God led us to do many, many years ago, to always spend the last 12 days, specifically 12 days, instructively 12, intentionally 12, from the 20th to the 31st, each day representing the next 1 month of the following year. 12 tribes of Israel, 12 disciples. There is something about 12 people. And I'm not trying to form some theory or some theology. No, it's an instruction. So we spend 20th to the 31st daily receiving God's instructions. So we are going to pray. We're not waiting till the 20th. God is going to instruct us more specifically, I believe. But God is telling us this year to pray early. There is an urgency not to wait. Do not wait. There are still things you need to do so that you can receive the instructions from the 20th. Don't wait till the 20th. So number four, specific information, instructions for my life. So let us go. Why are we praying like that? In John chapter 16, let me show us something. In John chapter 16, from verse 12 to 15. John 16, 12 to 15. Once again, it is a communion service. We're talking tonight on the topic, remember. Remember. John chapter 16, verse 12 to 15. John 16, verse 12 to 15. John chapter 16, Jesus said, look at this. I still have many things to say to you. But you cannot bear them now. And then verse 13 says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. Please don't miss this. Do not miss this. And he will tell you what? Things to come. That is the Holy Spirit. He will tell you things to come. Please let us just pause there. The Holy Spirit, whatever he hears, he will speak. Jesus said, I have many things I still want to say to you. But I can't say them now. But there's one who will come and he will tell you these things. And not just these things that I want to tell you, but tell you the things to come. In other words, the Holy Spirit telling you about the future. We are praying that God will tell us, instruct us, concerning next year, 2022. Do you think the Holy Spirit has gone to next year and back? God knows the end from the beginning. It is one of the wisest prayers I have learned to pray. Listen, I tell people, for example, you want to go into a relationship with someone. You're thinking of marriage with someone. You love the person. Maybe they tick all the boxes. Listen, don't get carried away with emotions. Don't get carried away with people who tick the boxes, because those boxes might be temporary boxes. I'm telling you, maybe one of the boxes is the person must be slim. So they are slim now in 2021. I bet you maybe by the end of 2024, they have grown horizontally. You know what I mean? We have to be politically and spiritually unoffensive. But they tick the box in 2021. Why? Because it's 2021 now, but you don't know 2024. But the Holy Spirit knows by 2024 they won't tick that box. So what happens to your conditions and the reasons why you fell in love with them? I tell people, just tell, pray, God, me, myself and so, you know the end from the beginning. Lord, you know if this relationship will work. You know if this marriage will still be solid in 10 years, in 5 years, in 20 years' time. You know. So Holy Spirit, I pray, show me things to come. That's the practical thing we're talking about. That's how to pray. Don't go any further. Don't get emotional. Don't tell God to change the future. The future that God knows certainly will happen. You know, that's one of the things we don't realize as children of God. We have the Holy Spirit who will guide us into all truth. He's not going to lie to us about the future. He will not lie. He will simply tell us the truth about the future. And I'm telling you, some of us are seeing red flags about the future. Red flags. We are ignoring And we're trying to tell God to change the future. A future that he sees, that he knows. He knows that relationship won't last. He knows that that business, if you go into it, this is what's going to happen in 2 years' time. He knows if you sign that document now, he knows that you have compromised something and mortgaged your future. He knows. So why don't you simply pray? Lord, you know the end from the beginning. Show me things to come. So that's one of the prayer points. And we are going to pray. I will give us that time to pray. But I need to quickly rush now. So for us to hear God speak to us, it is very important. I'm reminding us that our hearts are in the right location. What do we mean by the right location? You are sincere in your heart. You are open in your heart. You are transparent in your heart. Why? Because you can't hide your heart from God, and your heart is in a place that is ready to receive from God. You are sincere. The Bible tells us the eyes of the Lord, he runs to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on those whose hearts are sincere, perfect towards him. Your heart must be sincere. In other words, you've got to tell God sincerely what is in your heart. The Bible says who's going to stand on God's holy hill. If we look at, I believe, Psalm 15. Let me just be sure. I don't want to, the Holy Spirit remind me. Holy Spirit, help me. Who's going to stand on God's holy hill? He gives us an answer. Yeah, who is abiding in his tabernacle, Psalm 15, who may dwell in your holy hill. He said, he who walks uprightly and speaks the truth in his heart. You say it as it is in your heart. It is good to be sincerely wrong. At least you are sincere. And God sees your sincerity. So you tell God sincerely what is in your heart, sincerely how you are feeling, sincerely what you want to do, sincerely the step you want to take, sincerely what you believe, and you are open to correction. Not that, God, this is what's in my heart and you have to follow my will. No, the prayer is let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not, God, let my will be done. You come, God, and do my will for me on earth. That is not prayer. The summary of prayer is to bring heaven on earth, to bring the will of God on this earth and let it be established in our lives. So it is very important, very, very, very important. So let's remind ourselves of these things. Your heart must be sincere. So when we're praying now, pray with this from the sincerity of your heart. Pray. Say these things from the sincerity of your heart in the name of Jesus. Okay, so we want to also recognize one thing the Holy Spirit does. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, from 19 to 30, when you read it, it tells us what the Holy Spirit does. So let me quickly read this, and I will run down on how God speaks, so that when God begins to speak, we are sensitive, we can hear. Romans chapter 8, let me quickly run through that. Romans chapter number 8. Please just give me a minute while I look at the scripture. I look at the scripture from here. Thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 8 from verse 19, it says, for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. And then verse 20 says, for the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Verse 21, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Just excuse me a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Because the creation itself will also be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Verse 22. For we know that the whole of creation groans and labors with bad pains, bad pangs, all together until now. Then let's go on again. Look at that. Not only that, but we also have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves grow within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. Verse 24, for we are saved in this hope, but hope that is not, that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? Remember, we are hoping. Hope has to do with the future. So what we don't see, we hope for. Okay, so let's go to verse 25 so that we see the context. But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. So we are hoping. Now, who helps our hope? Who helps the things we can't see? And who helps us to pray for those things we cannot see? Verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. So what does the Holy Spirit do? But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Okay? Now, let's read the next verse, 27, and then we'll read 28 and 29. He who searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So God knows the end from the beginning. The Holy Spirit knows the mind of God. The Holy Spirit knows what God sees, what God knows the future. Okay? Verse 28 now says, and we know all things work together. Why? For good to those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. And verse 29 tells us this, for whom he, look at the word, foreknew. God knows your future. God knows the future. He foreknows. Foreknow means to know before. So he knows before the time. He knows 2022 before 2022 comes. He knows about your life, even in 2022, even before he comes. And look at it, because he knows, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Listen, because God knows the future, God knows the step you should take. God knows the direction you should go. God knows exactly. And how does he reveal it? By the Holy Spirit, who's also going to help us to pray right now. So in the name of Jesus, we're going to begin to pray. And we will pray and ask God to speak to us. Let me remind us different ways God speaks to us. God speaks to us through nature, natural things. I told you, normal conversation I was just having. I was flying even in the plane, praying, and God began to speak to me right in the sky. somebody once said, the higher you go, if you're in the plane, it means you are closer to God. Anything can happen. If the plane crashes, then you go up, just joke. But God speaks to nature. Bible says that day after day utter speech, the firmament, the heavens, they declare the glory of God. God speaks to us through physical circumstances, normal day-to-day circumstances. God knows the end from the beginning. God speaks to us through our parents. Our parents are our source, our past. They began a journey. And if you know your past, if you go and research, you will have an idea of the journey, the decisions your parents made, because what they have done is actually predestining you also in a direction. So if your parents started a wrong direction, it's going to affect you. They are going to take you along. So if you know where they are coming from, that is definitely pointing to where you might end up. You can do nothing about your past, but you can do something about your future. You can change the direction. So you can pray when you know that your parents have sowed sour grapes, and there's the likelihood you might, your teeth might be set on edge, as the Bible says. But it says this proverb will no more be a thing, because those who are in Christ Jesus, they can change their destiny, because now they're destined through Christ. So your parents, God speaks to them, through them, your natural abilities, the things you can do naturally, God speaks to you. God put those things there. Your desires, God puts desires in us. And if you have a wrong desire, like we said, if you are open to God, God can speak to you that desire is wrong. Or God can show you that desire you have, I'm the one who put it there. Delight yourself in the Lord, Psalm 37, and he will grant you the desires of your heart. Why? Because you've trusted in him. Because you've laid everything bare to him. because you have asked him that his delight be your delight. So he puts his desires in you. Number six, dreams and visions. When I dream, when I have a vision, I pray, God, what does this mean? I don't go looking for vision interpreters, vision dream interpreters. I ask the Holy Spirit who reveals the truth. And if he can reveal the truth to anybody, but let him choose who he will reveal through. And then we hear voices. But there are many voices in the earth. The voice that does not align with the word of God is not the voice of God. So you must study the word of God. You must know the word of God. You must study Jesus' life. You must see how Jesus walked, how, what Jesus said. And then we have some supernatural encounters. And let me tell you, supernatural encounters does not always have to be spectacular. Let me repeat that. A supernatural encounter does not necessarily have to be spectacular. It doesn't have to be, wow, did you see a fire just came? Boom, that guy was talking to me and smoke was coming out of his ears. That's how I knew God was speaking to me. No, I just told you. I had a conversation. I went to pick my son. Natural, normal, day-to-day life circumstance I was in. And this man started talking about his wife, who was a teacher. And then, right there and then, 5 years ago, instruction I'd forgotten was brought back to my memory. That was in itself was supernatural. And of course, there can be those that can come in a spectacular way, but it is not all supernatural encounters that are spectacular. Not all. They are just normal, natural occurrences that has a superimposing of God's message to you through the natural. They don't always have to be spectacular. Some of us want God to speak to us and we want it to be spectacular. Listen, you don't dictate to the sovereign God. He's speaking to you daily, even right now, in a very simple, natural way. Open your eyes, open your ears. Let's begin to pray right now. Let's begin to pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, the first thing we're praying about, Lord God Almighty, I pray in the name of Jesus. The things you might have said to me, and thank you, Holy Spirit, I know you are bringing to remembrance right now. Jesus said one of the things the Holy Spirit will do, he will bring to remembrance the things we have forgotten. When you go back to what Jesus was saying about the Holy Spirit in the book of John, he said he will remind you of things. Apart from showing you things to come, he will remind you of things that he has spoken. The things he has spoken, he will bring to our remembrance in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray, anything you have said, I have forgotten, remind me in the name of Jesus. Remind me, Holy Spirit. Thank you for stirring remembrance. Thank you. Thank you for reminding us of the benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Do not forget his benefits. Holy Spirit, thank you for reminding us. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, the things I need to do, that's the second thing, that are instructions I ought to do before this year ends. Holy Spirit, Father, speak to me in the way I will understand. Speak to me naturally. Speak to me through circumstances. Speak to me the way you want me to, the way I will hear you. And if you have been speaking right now, I've not been listening, open my ears in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And then let's pray. Father, 2022, you have gone ahead. You know the end from the beginning. I receive fresh instructions. Instruction, instruct me for the year 2022. You know the end of it from the start of it. So, Lord, I pray right now that I begin to receive instructions. Instructions. Show me the future. Show me things to come. Holy Spirit, thank you in the name of Jesus. There's someone you have been planning. Everything you plan to do this year, you said by this time in December, this is what you want to do. Don't force it, says the Lord. Do not force it. It's not happening in December. God knows why it's not happened. Do not force it to happen. Do not manipulate it to happen. God promised Abraham and Sarah. He promised they will have children. but they went to manipulate it and they had Hagar. God is saying, do not settle for Hagar. Don't settle for Hagar. I do not know who that is, but I'm hearing in my spirit. And God is interpreting to you what that means. Do not settle for Hagar. Hagar is not the promise. Sarah is the promise. It is through the same Sarah, the same womb that seems dead, the same woman that looks like she's past the time of life, the time a woman can give birth. What I'm saying is that the situation right now looks hopeless and you are giving up on the same thing God promised you through which he will manifest. That simple jar of oil, I hear the Lord saying that you have dropped. Simple jar of oil. It's a jar of oil. It looks insignificant. You've dropped that jar of oil. God is saying, go and pick that jar of oil again. It's a simple jar. It looks so inconsequential. You've just thrown it. And I pray for someone right now that God will open your eyes. You will see that jar of oil. You've left it. It's right there. And it's right in the corner of your house. It's in your hands. It's what you have that God will multiply, not what you don't have. Let me say that again by the Spirit of God. It is what you have in your hands already that God will multiply, not what you don't have. Stop wishing for what you don't have. Stop trying to get what you don't have to believe that when you have it, that's when you will experience multiplication. Thus said the Lord, it's in your hand already. It's that little jar of oil. That is what I promise. That is my principle. That is what I will multiply. That 5 loaves and 2 fishes that you think is insignificant. Someone, God is saying, listen to your son. I don't know who that is. child. So it could be male or female. You think that God cannot speak through them. God is reminding someone, he said, you are praying for direction. And he said he spoke through your child. Listen to what he said. Yes, you say, where's the scripture? It's not in a literal sense, but for the sake of you asking that question, he says that a little child will lead them. A little child will lead them. That's in the book of Isaiah, I believe, chapter 11. Let me just be sure, in the name of Jesus. We're going to take communion right now, and by the grace of God, our eyes, our understanding will be opened. I will show something to us in the breaking of the bread that will open our eyes. But let me just tell you, that person who needs that scripture, read Isaiah chapter 11, Isaiah chapter 11 from verse 6. Read it to verse number, Isaiah chapter 11 from verse 6 and down to verse number, I think it's verse number 9. Isaiah chapter 11 from verse 6 to 9. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're going to the place of communion right now as we continue to pray. Lord, instructions for my life, the things I need to know about my life, the bigger picture, the bigger picture. Show me the bigger picture of my life. Show me the vision of my life. Show me the difference between my own selfish ambition. God is saying, drop that ambition and I will show you my vision for your life. Follow the vision I've already shown you and drop that ambition. Drop that ambition. One way you know when you're following ambition is you need to lie. But one way you know you are following vision, you need to stay on the path of truth. And the path of truth is always narrow. It's straight, it's narrow. It will keep you straight. But the path of lies is wide. There are many people that will be there. So you want to do what many people are doing. You want many followers. That's where you find many, 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 many. But you have to form. You have to package. You have to make it look like it's not actually what it is. Father, thank you. We're taking communion right now. Remember, it says, do this in remembrance of me. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Tonight, we're talking about remember. All right? So get the communion emblems, get the bread, and get the juice. And Father, please lift them up tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, infuse this bread and this fruit juice with your power. Bless this bread. Bless this wine. It's your body and it's your blood. And as we do this tonight in remembrance of you, let the power of everything you have done, let it be activated. Let your resurrection power raise the dead tonight. Dead dreams, dead visions, dead things, things that have been forgotten, let there be a reactivation. Let there be a remembrance in our hearts, minds, souls, in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, I read from it. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. Listen, take this bread right now in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, when he took the bread, look at what he did. He gave thanks. Can you give thanks for those four things we prayed for? It's a continuous prayer. We're led to pray till the end of the year. So, but thank God right now. Just let me lead us in thanking God. Just say, Father, I thank you for reminding me of the things you have said to me that I've forgotten. Thank you. Father, thank you for giving me this. Thank you, the media team, if you can bring those things, 1, 2, 3, 4, so that people know what they are thanking God for. So number one, Father, I thank you that you are reminding me of what you have said to me that I may have forgotten. That's number one. So thank you. Please thank him in your own words. The things I may have forgotten, you've told me. Some of us 5 years ago, it's coming back. Some of us might go in multiples of fives. 10 years ago, it's coming back in the name of Jesus. Thank you for reminding me so that I may do them. Number two, Father, thank you for giving me instructions on what I need to do for the rest before the end of 2021, for the rest of this year, and before the end of this year. Thank you. I received those instructions with thanksgiving. And Father, you instruct me. I receive the grace to do them in Jesus' name. Number three. Father, I thank you for instructing me for the year 2022. Instructing me, giving me instructions for the year 2022, because you know the end from the beginning. Holy Spirit, thank you for speaking to me clearly in the name of Jesus. And number four, we give thanks. Father, instructions for my life. Information I need right now to be well informed, and I receive every instruction for my life in Jesus' name. Amen. He broke the bread. So break the bread. You've given thanks. Specifically, specific prayers we're praying tonight. And the Bible said, he said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Look at that word now. Do this in remembrance of me. Please eat the bread, thanking God that the things I've forgotten, they're coming back. Instructions I need, things I still need to do, things I ought to do. Thank you for instructions. Thank you for next year. I'm safe in you, safe with you. And thank you for specific information that I need at this crucial time of my life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Verse 25. In the same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, look at it again, in remembrance of me. Please bring those 4 points up again before we drink. Father, I thank you, number one, for bringing to remembrance the things you have said that I may have forgotten in the name of Jesus. As I drink the blood of Jesus, stir up the remembrance. The things I've forgotten. And number two, I thank you for giving me instructions of the things I need to do before the end of this year. Thank you in the name of Jesus. And number three, thank you for instructing me for even next year. You've gone ahead of me. You've showed me, and you will show me what to do. Psalm 32 verse 8 says, I will teach you. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Thank you for that promise in the name of Jesus. And number four, information I need and instructions for my life generally to see the bigger picture of my life in Jesus' name. The same manner he took the cup, as often as you drink it in remembrance of me, as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Please drink. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I want to end with this scripture. End with this scripture in Isaiah. Please, you can write it down, but I'm asked to remind us to declare it. It's scripture in Isaiah, taken from the book of Isaiah and chapter 60. I will read the declarations. It's taken from Isaiah chapter 60. So I will declare, and then that's it for tonight. And see you. We'll see again tomorrow to continue praying in specifically these things. So, do we have prayer requests? Okay. Please remind me. Okay, let's do it so that I do not forget. My mother-in-law, she's my mom now, the only living grandparent we have now for our children. So today is her 88th birthday. Exactly today, and I think she's watching online. Grandma Akure, Grandma Olawunmi Akintunde, we celebrate you tonight, ma. We celebrate and celebrate you. Thank you for giving birth to my wife. Thank you for nurturing her in your womb. Thank you for giving birth to her at the time you did. And thank you for everything, because the journey, her journey, that's affected my own journey, began from your womb. So I celebrate you, Grandma Olawunmi Akintunde. Thank you very much. Please, everybody, let's celebrate my mother, 88 years old today. So, Mommy, God bless you, ma. I think she's watching. Yeah. So, Mommy, we celebrate you, and God bless you real good. May you spend the rest of your days seeing your joy, your delight, and everything you want over your life. Till your last breath, we pray the Lord God will satisfy you with good health, long life, and prosperity, and joy of everything that you ever desire in the name of Jesus. So, thank you, ma. God bless you, and God bless you, and God bless you, ma. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Grandma. Let me just see. Check out online again. Amen. All right. So, let's take the declarations together. Let's take the declarations. So, all you need to do is just repeat after me. Okay, just repeat after me. It's taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. even though gross darkness will cover the earth, but the Lord will arise over you and his glory will be seen upon you. So that's Isaiah 60, where this declaration is taking place from. And thank you, everybody, for celebrating my mother, Wura's mom, biological mom today. 88 is a powerful number. Okay, so are we ready? Please, I can use you in the studio online with me as a cue. So if you can unmute your mics so that as I declare, you declare. And then I use that as a cue for every other person watching. Okay, please, if you are ready, just say you are ready. I like that Sarah's heart. Makes her look like those choir mistresses in the 70s. Those berets.
Bad hair day, Pastor.
Those are the ones that the choir mistresses wear in the 70s. So welcome to 2021. All right, are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. I declare. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I arise today. And I shine.
And I shine.
Because God is my light and salvation.
Because God is my light and salvation.
I arise because.
I arise because.
The light of God.
The light of God.
Shines into me.
Shines into me.
And through me.
And through me.
Into every darkness.
Into every darkness.
In the world.
In the world.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am radiant.
I am radiant.
With the glory.
With the glory.
Splendor.
Splendor.
Majesty.
Majesty.
And honor of the Lord.
And honor of the Lord.
The glory and brilliance of the Lord.
The glory and brilliance of the Lord.
Upon me.
Upon me.
Makes me to shine.
Makes me to shine.
Before nations.
Before nations.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
People come to my light.
People come to my light.
And I shine.
And I shine.
With the glory.
With the glory
and brilliance of the Lord.
And brilliance of the Lord.
I create solutions.
I create solutions.
And solve problems.
And solve problems.
On the earth.
On the earth.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
To the glory of God.
To the glory of God.
I solve people's problems.
I solve people's problems.
And they bring gold and silver.
And they bring gold and silver.
To me, to the glory of God.
To me, to the glory of God.
In the midst of darkness.
In the midst of darkness.
My light will always be seen.
My light will always be seen.
And I will always shine.
And I will always shine.
To the glory of God.
To the glory of God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am radiant with the glory.
I am radiant with the glory.
Splendor.
Splendor.
Majesty.
Majesty.
And honor.
And honor.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. And go and manifest the glory of God on this earth in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.